Blog Talk Radio.
All my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the hour of power and praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. I love this song. Your goodness is running after me. Praise God. It's chasing after me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you have a relationship with the Lord, praise God, he will chase you down. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for his goodness and his mercy on this morning. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way on today, God. We just bless you, God, today. We're going to open up, amen, in prayer, and we're going to see what the Lord going to say to us today. And I'm just believing and trusting God, that on this morning, amen, we will come out with more power, we will come out with more anointing, we will come out with more knowledge and more understanding, amen, of what the things that God is doing within this season, this time, praise God, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, Father. Lord, we just ask, Lord God, that you would just have your way, God, on today, Lord. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, high, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you would create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you see and know, God, on today, God, as we command our day, Father, to line up with your will today, Lord God, that you would do what you do best, Lord God. High, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will bless us, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would guide us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. But I pray, God, today, Lord God, that the word that you have given me, Lord God, will go deep within our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. God, that it begin to grow, God, in good fruit, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, even now for the airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, every demonic spirit, Lord God, will be cast down right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that I call forth your anointing that break yokes, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, let someone pick up the phone, God, that don't know you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God, even for the ones that's on here this morning, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you for them, God, in the name of Jesus. I bless your holy name, Father God. I pray a special blessing to be upon them this morning, God, even for them getting up this morning, Lord God, even for them coming on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I command a blessing to be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm asking the anointing will sit upon me, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh Father God, that only you can give, Lord God. And we say thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we praise you, we pray. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you. We praise you in advance, Father God. Yes, for what you're going to do, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for all things, great and small. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. You got to praise him in advance. I heard that, praise God. Hallelujah. What do you need from the Lord? Praise him in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I want to talk to us today. God has given me a word, and it's coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and just verse number 30. But in your spare time, you can read, amen, Joshua, the 6th chapter, in your spare time. But what I'm going to do today, I'm going to kind of like try to bring it all into where we can understand, but you can read more, amen, in Joshua, the 6th chapter. But Hebrews, 11th chapter, verse number 30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell, and after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And I'm just going to stop right there. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell, after the people had marched around them for 7 days. When God gave me that word, amen, I wrote, your miracles are worth fighting for. Your miracles are worth fighting for.
And the singular nature of this event stands out because it is a story of God's people emerging victorious, facing an impossible situation. Although God had promised to give them the promised land, the mighty walled city stood in their way. Unless they found a way to bring down those walls, the city could not be taken. And if the city was not taken, the promised land would never be theirs. Now, the important thing here, it was totally impossible to bring down those walls. Totally, absolutely, completely, and utterly impossible. Jericho stood between them and all that God had promised. Now, the natural man would say no way and walk away, right? But you know, there's a saying, praise God, and I had to laugh yesterday because sometimes you got to know, you know that they say you got to know when to fold them and know when to hold them. Amen, praise God. But yet God's people won a victory that day. How could that happen? The Bible says, when we read Hebrews 11:30, it says, the answer was two words, by faith, that all it says, by faith. But the story seems so incredible that we need to look at it just a little bit more, amen, praise God, to sort out what faith and what caused the walls to come down. Ah, yes, Holy, the first place, amen, the walls came down because faith in spite of long odds. Now, the Canaanites, first of all, was in the land. And we know that Israel and the Canaanites did not get along. That was the enemy of Israel. The Canaanites built Jericho as a kind of gateway fortress to the land. Any invading enemy would have to deal with a great wall city of Jericho. You could not simply bypass it. Jericho was too large and too strong to be ignored. What was Joshua? What was Joshua going to do at this point in time? We find that first Moses, and then now God gave the baton, amen, praise God. There was a change of garbs, amen, praise God, that God gave Joshua the commission, amen, praise God. What was Jericho to Joshua and the people of God? It says here that that this city, amen, was a city of pagan unbelief, a city of strategic importance, a city of human impossibility. How many know that God specializes in impossible things? All three are crucial because pagan unbelief must be confronted head on. The corrupt Canaanite religion, with the emphasis of idolatry, immortality, could never coexist with the true worship of God. So God had to tell Joshua, amen, praise God, those two cannot mix. The pagan, amen, unbelief, and the worship of God, it must be confronted and defeated. Thus, the city had a spiritual importance and a military importance. And because the wall was so high that they seemed to reach the sky, the Bible says, even in Deuteronomy 9:1, amen, the city must be completely defeated or the Jews would never be saved. Amen, praise God. How many know that God has a plan? God has a plan. We know, amen, that the city of Joshua saw actually had two walls. It had two walls, an inner wall and an outer wall, both built on a slope, making it virtually impossible to any attacking army. Because Jericho is one of the oldest cities, amen, praise God, in the world, it was built, it was destroyed and rebuilt, and many times over the century. Once the city was destroyed, those who were left simply rebuilt on the ruins of the old city. I'm giving you a little bit foundation here so you'll know what's going on here. The constant construction, destruction, the reconstruction eventually created a kind of hill of ruin called a tell. A tell. Amen. Praise God. It was built long time ago. It was a mound. A tell of Jericho was surrounded by a great earthen rampart embankment. Amen. With a stone retaining the wall for the base. Now this wall, amen, praise God, it was 12 to 15 feet high on top of was mud, and then the wall was 6 feet thick and about 20 to 26 feet, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, God, yes, Holy Spirit, we realize, praise God, there is some things, amen, that God will do that will be so impossible that it would even jerk or make your enemy know that God is with you. Now, some of you, praise God, as God was showing me, amen, praise God, on yesterday, is some people that are fighting some strange battles that you are fighting, and you're not familiar with the battle that you are fighting. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But listen, listen, listen. The mud brick wall, whose base was roughly 46 above the ground level, outside the retaining wall, this is what loomed high above the Israelites as they marched around the city each day for 7 days. Humanly speaking, come on, somebody, it was impossible for the Israelite to penetrate that wall. Hallelujah, glory, God, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Inside the city, when Joshua arrived on the scene, he also noted that the city was well prepared for a siege. With a spring inside the city wall and the harvest having just been taken in Joshua 3:15, amen, with plenty of food and the water, Jericho could have held out for several years. They could have held out, praise God, hallelujah. What could the Jews do in the face of this unseemly, impossible, a frontal attack? Praise God, simply would not succeed. They had no way to tear down the wall and enter the city. If they could not skip Jericho, could not breach the wall themselves, they could have, what could they do? The real sense here, praise God, the battle was over before it started. Why do I say the battle was over before it started? Some of you fighting battles, amen, praise God, that you need not fight, praise God. All you need is instructions from the Lord. Glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit. But the Jews faced even greater obstacle. The wall fell because of, wait a minute, let me just go there, faith that followed a very strange plan. God gave them a plan. Yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes we just need a plan from God. Amen. In Joshua 6, God instructed the Jews to do a number of unusual things, none of which had any military value. God is good, y'all. He told them, praise God, in Joshua 6, he said, march around the town once a day for 6 days. That's in verse number 3. Then he went on to say, march with the Ark of the Covenant in verse 4. Put 7 priests in front of the Ark. On the 7th day, march around Jericho 7 times. Have the priests blow the ram's horn as they march. On the 7th time around, amen, praise God, on the 7th day, have the people shout. When the people shout, the wall will come down. When the wall come down, enter the city and conquer it. Joshua, come on somebody, Joshua added a few refining details to the plan. He instructed the people to be perfectly silent as they marched around the city. Then he told them he put soldiers in front of the priest and behind the ark. Then he had the priest blow the ram's horn, the shofar, continually. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. The sixth day, they marched around the city once and then returned to their camp. Oh, y'all got to come on with me this morning. On the seventh day, at the end of the seven times around the city, the priest sounded a long blast and the people shouted as loud as they could. Let's stop the story right there. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, praise God, in this time, yes, Holy Spirit, you got a bunch of people walking with you. God gives you, amen, a strategy. Because we are fighting. We're fighting some strange battles in this hour, praise God. God told them that the walls would fall down, but they still had to do the marching. Hallelujah. What are the chances that this particular strategy would cause a mighty wall of Jericho to come tumbling down? First, you got marching, blowing of the horn, and then shouting. Sounds like something you'll see, praise God. You know how we go to football games, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and all the men are out there shouting, all the women out there shouting, all the kids out there shouting, praise God. That looked like something, amen, praise God, that you would go to a football or baseball game or something, amen, praise God. You got marching, blowing the horns, and shouting. That is something that God gave Joshua to do. It sounds like, praise God, glory to God, that what God is doing, hallelujah. It sounds strange, amen, because God don't give us normal instructions. He always give us something, amen, praise God, that will look foolish to other people, amen, praise God. I guarantee you that you won't find a military expert wherever, anywhere, or who would recommend Joshua plan at this point in time to conquer a walled city. This is no small point. Let us lay aside all those things because God has a plan. Somebody say, God has a plan. He's showing us that he has strategy, but maybe it's not might not be your strategy, but God will give you strategy because, yes, you are fighting strange things. You are fighting God. When God spoke to me yesterday, he said, yes, y'all are fighting strange battles. You are fighting, amen, battles, but they will be broken by fire, by thunder, and by force. Amen, praise God. In the name of Jesus, they will be broken. Strange things are happening. Praise God. Here goes marching, horns, and shouting. What you got so far is a whole lot of noise. Suppose you go to the Great Wall of China. Anybody seen the Great Wall of China? Hallelujah, glory to God. That wall is so long, praise God. It is so built up, praise God. Hallelujah. And I looked at a picture. It's such an amazing sight, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that nobody could get through that wall. What would bring down a wall like that? Well, it could come up with many things by marching the horn and shouting would probably not be on the list. Come on, somebody. But God, hallelujah, showed his glory back then, praise God. And he wants you to know today, praise God, there is glory that should be revealed in your life, praise God, because this strange battle that you are fighting, amen, whether it be sickness, whether it be money problems, whether it be people, praise God, hallelujah, you're going to get through this battle, but God has to give you a strategy to fight. But today, the walls are coming down. Somebody say the great walls are coming down. So far, what we got was seen to fall into the category of the greatest military blunder. Come on, somebody, that we might see in history. Amen. Praise God. It looked like it's going to work, but listen, God has a plan. Somebody say, God has a plan. He's going to keep telling you today he has a plan. But at the point we encounter something new and vital, the wall fell because of faith. Remember, I read that, praise God, faith. Faith is what's going to have your wall to fall down. You have to believe, God, that everything in your life is coming under the blood of Jesus. Faith that God will somehow give them victory. We get two hints here, praise God. God said he was going to give them the city. Listen to the instructions, listen to the instructions. When God gives us a word, we got to go from word to word and don't miss a beat. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. This is what God said to Joshua before he gave him the plan. He said, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with its kings and its fighting men. That's in Joshua 6:2. Note here, he said, I have delivered, not I have deliver. He said, I have delivered it. Not delivered. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to take God at his word and don't miss a beat. He said, I have delivered. Not I will deliver it. God speaks of Jericho as having already been defeated. Now, God is speaking to you today, amen, to read the end of the book, that you have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a key point. God is saying it is a done deal. Those walls are coming down. It's just a matter of time. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone who believes in God. He can do all things. Somebody say he can do all things. He can do things like that. He speaks and it is done. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Have he spoken to you, praise God? And it said, it is a done deal. He said, I've delivered it into your hand, praise God. It is a real sense that the battle was over before it started. God promised to deliver the city, and in due course, he made good on his promise. Has he promised you something, and it seems like it's a strange battle. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You have to listen to the word of the Lord. When God gives us a word, amen, I don't care how big the walls are, how thick the walls are, God will give you strategy. He will tell you what to do. Praise God, hallelujah. You might miss this on a casual reading. God put himself in the middle of the battle plan by having the priest carry the Ark of the Covenant as they march around Jericho. God is in the midst of your battles. Yes, Holy Spirit. Remember that the Ark contained 10 commandments, the golden pot of manna, and Aaron's rod that budded. The lid of the ark was a golden mercy seat where the priest would offer a sacrifice into the holies of holies. Are y'all with me? Once a year on the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16, the ark was not just another piece of religious furniture like a table or a lampstand. The ark represented the very presence, come on, glory to God, the very presence of God with his people. Hallelujah. And how many know that God, yes, Holy Spirit, is with you today because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world. Putting the ark out, amen, in front was like God saying, I'm going to lead this parade. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. All normal military options are now off the table. See, God has to get the glory out of the battle. Praise God. It is the people plus God, or if you prefer, God plus the people. Spears and armor don't matter at this time. Praise God. And at this point, there is yet another aspect to consider. What exactly was the people of Jericho thinking during that long week when the Jews marched around the city once a day in total silence? Now, come on, somebody. The Jews was in total, see, there was some instructions given. He said, march around in total silence, except for the sound of those blaring rams. The Bible tells us only that they shut the gate for fear of the people. Then Joshua 6:1, this happened before the marching began. They shut the gates. How many know that when the enemy sees, glory to God, that God is going to do something great, amen, praise God, he tries to shut the door. Come on, somebody, glory to God. But while he's shutting the door, God already got a plan for you, praise God. This is not a strange battle that you are in by yourself. God is with you, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. This happened before the marching ever began. I think, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, God, in a sense that the mountain dread inside the city, praise God. They were scared, amen. They knew that the Jews could never breach the wall on their own because the wall was so thick. And that's why I read it before, praise God, how thick the wall was, how tall the wall was, amen. But on the other hand, they was trapped inside and dared not to go out. The enemy didn't want to come out because here comes, glory to God, here comes Israel, praise God. There's a multitude of people, praise God. So I guess that, you know, they tell you, praise God, hallelujah, when they're standing on the wall, they have military might that stands on the wall, praise God, hallelujah. But we realize, praise God, they shut themselves in. So here, but on the other hand, they was trapped inside. Plus, they heard how the Jews had crossed the Red Sea as if they were on dry land, and they had heard how the Jews had defeated the Amorite kings in Shalon and Og in Joshua 2:8-10. Praise God, hallelujah. Plus, they had that strange marching to contend with each day. One could imagine that it was a kind of divine, oh, come on, somebody, divine warfare at work here. Praise God, hallelujah. Although the people of Jericho did not know it, they were defeated before the wall ever fell down. How many know that God will give you a word and tell you what's going to happen before it happens, but it's up to you to believe it, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. See, a lot of times God can give us a word, and sometimes we share the word so fast that the enemy, praise God, don't even believe, amen, that God spoke to you, that God ain't moving in your life, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, praise God, if God said it, it will come to pass. They lost the battle when God got involved. See, you got to get God involved in everything that you do. Hallelujah. The little smallest thing, get God involved, praise God. Lest we do that, praise God, hallelujah. First, the marching, then the horn, the shouting, then here come God, the walls come tumbling down. It's God who made all the difference at Jericho. Those high walls was no match for the Almighty. The God who created those stones could easily blow them over. We don't even know exactly how he did it. Nobody knows, but we know that he did it. Only that he did it, and the city was taken by Joshua and his people. There was a day, amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, that God is going to move mightily in your life, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. What do you think you're going to do? Amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. That the enemy think that, praise God, you don't know what you're doing, amen, when God gives you instruction. God has ordered the mortal universe that he responds to our faith when it is actually put to work. God will respond to your faith when you put it to work, amen. We come to the fourth, praise God, hallelujah, faith that express itself in preserving obedience. God wants obedience from us, praise God, hallelujah. If God is real, is the real hero here, praise God, hallelujah. He is then, hallelujah, we face another question. Why did God have the people march around the city 6 days? And then on the seventh day, yes, Holy Ghost. It's not as they're marching somehow destabilize the stone in the wall. It is think the lesson about the power of God on one hand and the need to perseverance on our part. God has ordered the mortal universe that he responds to our faith when it's actually put to work. It's not passive faith that honors. but active faith, living faith, faith with you know, the faith, amen, that God gives us, amen. God said if you only had the faith of a mustard seed, amen, praise God. So when we read it, praise God, hallelujah, we discover that God promised not, amen, praise God, not only will he be in the midst, praise God, but it was a diligent preparation. Careful discipline, patient, complete obedience, and compassion. About this for a moment. God could have said, sit tight, don't do anything. I'll knock over the walls and destroy the city myself. Is there any problem with that? No, it's not. Not really. Come on, somebody. God is fully able to work with or without human means. But his normal plan is to use people to accomplish his purpose. So even though God caused the walls to fall down, the people had to march. They still had to shout. And when the fall fell down, praise God, the walls, come on, somebody, that's what they call it, the falls fell down, they still had to take the city, fighting door to door. And what I'm saying to you today, hallelujah, strange battles, God is going to give you strategy. Some of you even question, like, God, I can't believe this is going on in my life. Because, yes, there's a lot of things that's going on. But sometimes, praise God, there is some things, amen, praise God, you ain't got to fight. God will give you strategy on how to do things. In this point, amen, in Hebrew, wants us to understand by faith the walls fell down. And how do we know it was by faith? Because the people of God put their faith into practice by marching around the city wall every day, just like Joshua told them to do. Hallelujah. Faith that acted in spite of any doubts. Let me give you a definition of faith. Ever heard? Faith is belief plus unbelief and acting on the belief part. We all know that belief is involved in faith. You have to believe something before you can have faith. Oh, come on, somebody. Have you ever asked God to do something for you? Hallelujah. And you believe God for that very thing. I want you to put a picture in your mind of what God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God has given you. Hallelujah. Have you ever found people, amen, they make a vision board for themselves, amen, praise God. By this time, it's going to be this. By this time, I'm going to have this. By this time, praise God, I'm going to be here. Praise God. You have to believe, amen, in a supernatural way that God can do anything. If he can tear down a wall, amen, praise God, he can do anything for you. Those strange battles that you're fighting, amen, praise God, God is going to give you strength. Strategy. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. If you go to the doctor, amen, praise God, you must believe that he can help you. Come on, somebody. If you believe, you will never go. If you don't believe, praise God, you will never go in the first place. But when you go, praise God, you believe that the doctor is going to heal you, praise God. So if we can go to the doctor and believe that the doctor is going to heal you, why can't we believe God for what God say in our life? Before you step into the elevator, come on, somebody. You got to believe it will hold you up first, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. If you don't believe, you will end up taking the stairs. Amen, praise God. So belief is always the first part of faith. It is the conviction that certain things are true. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But unfortunately, some people stop their definition of faith right there. They think faith is belief plus. plus nothing else. Faith to them is pure unbelief without any mixture of doubt. That's okay as long as you stay in the house, come on somebody, in your bed or under your cover, amen, like I was this morning, praise God, hallelujah, Lord, God bless you, bro, that bed was feeling good this morning, I wanted to keep the covers over my head by faith, I had to get up and go to the radio station, right, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, I pulled them covers off my head, praise God, get myself together, amen, glory to God, you hope the doctor could help you, but you could get worse, amen, praise God, and not better, you believe God, amen, that God's going to touch the medicine, that you will get better, you hope on the elevator will hold you up, but maybe, amen, the cables might go bad, praise God, hi, yes, Holy Spirit, so you believe him, amen, praise God, those things we believe, but can we believe God, come on, somebody say, can I believe God for the impossible, God did the impossible for Joshua and Israel, praise God, he's the same God then, and he's the same God now, praise God, hallelujah, but one thing he told us that even through Jesus, that greater works will we do, come on, my God, I give you glory, in this world, it's hard to arrive at 100%, come on, people who are truly believe that faith means 100% certainly are paralyzed. They are waiting for something that will never happen. In truth, there's always unbelief mixed with, come on, somebody say, mixed with our belief, amen. You see, the best and big decisions of life, amen, praise God, huh, shut it up, Oshanda. You see, at best and big decisions, somebody got a big decision that they have to make, praise God, but you need strategy. You need God to move. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and it seems like the walls are up on what you're doing, praise God. But today I decree and declare that the walls of Jericho are coming down on the things, amen, praise God, that God has promised you, and that's why he's giving you the word today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, we're going to blow that ram horn today, we're going to shout in victory today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you get a good job offer in another part of the country, and it's a great opportunity, but you don't want to move. Here it go. You're stuck. You are stuck in your present job, but the kids are unhappy in school. Come on, my Shonda. The wife doesn't want to move. These are all things that happen in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The wife don't want to move. The husband don't want to move, but you're found twice the house and in another part of the country and half the money you think you should, but look, listen. But some of your friends aren't sure, and they tell you, praise God, talk you out of the blessings of God, but those walls are coming down today, praise God, late in the night, you lie awake, tossing and turning, yes, Holy Spirit, first going one way, then going another way, praise God, you unsure about everything, but the walls are coming down today, praise God, in reality, you don't have 100%, you know, certainly, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, and you don't know any way but 100%, amen, you think so, you hope so, and you pray guidance, and you seek counsel, and you write it down, praise God, and you wait for the lightning bolt from heaven, yes, God, but it never comes, amen, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, let me say that again, you think so, you hope so, you pray for guidance, come on, you seek counsel, you write it down, and you wait for a lightning bolt from heaven, praise God, to come down, you think it didn't take faith to march around Jericho for 6 days, amen. Can you imagine God giving you something like that? You outside looking crazy, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you got a whole nation following you, praise God. But he is standing there believing and trusting God. But God had already given a promise. I have already delivered that thing to you, praise God. And I'm speaking to you today, praise God. God has already delivered that thing to you. But now you got to fight for your blessing, amen, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. And then seven times on the seventh day, God told them that the walls would fall down, but they still had to do the marching. Yes, Holy Spirit, the acting on belief part. Stalling by faith. Come on, you can't stall in this hour. What is faith? Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the big decisions of life, faith is not waiting for 100% certainty. Faith is wavering between belief and unbelief, doubt and assurance, amen, hope and despair, and finally, hesitantly, amen, praise God with your heart, amen, glory to God in your hand, acting on belief, hey, come on somebody, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, let me put it very clearly, many, many, many people think living by faith means staying over in the belief column, come on, I'm going that way. But that's almost never happened. That's not living by faith. That's stalling by faith. Living by faith meaning acting on the belief part. It means taking a step of faith. However small, however halting, come on somebody, however unassured of yourself you may be, come on somebody, and in that light we can understand the story even clearer. The Hebrews marched around the wall once a day for 7 days. Can you imagine the scene? Thousands of Jews lined up the first day to march around the city in front of the priest with the Ark of the Covenant. They marched around blowing the ram's horn inside a pagan, amen, and a scarce death because they were scared. Nothing happened, amen, the first day. The next day, the Jews march around, amen, and nothing happens. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. On the third day, they march around again and nothing happened. On this time, the people inside started to relax. Oh, come on, somebody. You're wearing the enemy down. Come on, somebody. You keep showing up. Come on, you keep showing up. Keep showing up. The enemy, amen, don't understand the movement of God, amen, because when God gives us a strategy for us to keep our mouth shut, just like the glory to God, just like they did, he said, be quiet. Don't you say nothing. Amen. Praise God. It's some kind of crazy, crazy joke. That's what it seemed like. Praise God. The Jews must be nuts and outside, and some of the people are complaining. Hey, Joshua, what's going on, man? Come on, we're going to layman terms now. This is a waste of time. Let us attack them and get it over with. See, and the enemy will try to make you move before God told you to move. Come on, somebody, glory to God. Somebody say, hear the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord today. Hear the voice of the Lord. Don't let nobody push you before time. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to make sure God is in the midst of your battle. Come on, somebody. On the fourth day, they marched around again, and nothing happened. This time, some garbage fly over the wall. Come on, I'm going there. I'm going there. Come on. The garbage, they throwing the garbage over the wall. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The people of Jericho are shouting insults at the people of God. On the fifth day, the same thing. On the sixth day, the same thing. But listen, 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 y'all. But on the seventh day, on the seventh trip around the city, the horn started blowing. Yes, God, I thank you. And the people, I let out a shout. And in one miraculous moment, the walls came tumbling down. Somebody shout hallelujah. The walls are going to come tumbling down. Yes, Holy Spirit. See, God knows what he's doing. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I'm going to do something today, praise God. That means the horn. The horn. The horn means victory. Victory is going to come from God himself. Not their own military might. Yes, God, I bless you. God had to remind them that the victory belongs to him. Today, y'all. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is going to move by his mighty power in your life. He's going to give you such a strategy, amen, that the enemy is going to get confused. And today, I'm going to, every strange battle that you are fighting today will be broken in the name of Jesus. I decree it over your life. I decree it over my life. I decree it over my grandchildren. I decree it over my husband. I decree it over your life today. Praise God. I want to ask God to have his way. This be victory, and the shofar shall be blown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to the sound of victory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is your sound of victory today. Praise God. We give God the glory for what he is going to do in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give God the praises and the glory. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Huh? Difficult, impossible, impossible, difficult, and done. God is going to get the victory out of your life. Years ago, amen, praise God, I was reading about military and the China walls and the difficult and how God, how, yes, Holy Spirit, in the most great task undertake for God, impossible, difficult. Here's one thing you have to learn whenever you start to do anything for the Lord. Come on, my God, I give you glory. It won't be as easy as you think. I'm not going to scare you, but God do the impossible in a difficult situation. And every time God gives us a blessing or tells us, amen, praise God, that greatness, come on, somebody, is getting ready to come out of you, or God is getting ready to do something, amen, praise God, that's going to blow the minds of the people around you. Yes, Holy Spirit, there is things that happen in our lives, praise God, that the enemy tries to put up walls, amen, praise God. So I'm here to tell you, praise God, your blessing is worth fighting for, but you have to get a plan. You have to get a strategy that God will move in such a miraculous way in your life. Praise God. God has not forgotten about you. He's working behind the scenes for you. Praise God. And what looks difficult and every strange thing that you think that you're fighting, God is getting ready to pull it down in the name of Jesus. God is getting ready to move in your life, and every wall of Jericho is coming down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hold on, hold tight, because the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory shall be the Lord Almighty. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Holy Spirit, move. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hi. We welcome you this day to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. This is our announcements, amens, for this week on Monday night. Monday night, y'all. Your fix at 6 at 6 p.m. with no other than the one and only amen pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. We bless God for him, and he's just been doing such an awesome, awesome job. So don't forget, amen, to set your clock, amen, for pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. And don't forget, y'all, on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., 6 a.m., y'all. Praise God. It's an early morning glory service. Praise God. Hallelujah. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. You don't want to miss those days. Hallelujah. And don't forget Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m., The Blowing of the Shofar. Amen. We just bless God for that night. It's a night of refreshing. Just receiving just a fresh fire again with just music, inspiration, praise and worship. And the blowing of the shofar, y'all. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for what he is doing on those days, Monday, Wednesday, and Fresh Fire Friday. Praise God. And don't forget now on Sunday mornings, amen. Praise God. We have both of us may come forward, or you might get me, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, or Pastor Matthew McNeil at 9 a.m. in the morning. That is our Sunday morning service for Mount Carmel International Church. Praise God. And we thank God for what he is doing. Praise God. And if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, you may do so. We do have a Cash App, and it's $Anointed222. Let me repeat that for you. $Anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Praise God. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church. And if you like to sow a seed within the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. For the building of the kingdom, you may do so. So we thank God for you, you, and you. And we just want to really thank everyone for what they've been, you know, saying, and all the messages that we've been getting. Just encouraging us and to keep on pushing on. Praise God. So this is your announcements for today, MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Praise God. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. Have an awesome and wonderful day. God bless you all.
And praise the Lord. We thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for what he is doing. But don't forget, God could have very well pulled down those walls. Amen. Praise God. But God also, he lets us know, amen, sometimes we have to sweat a little bit. We have to struggle a little bit. We have to learn to trust God in a deeper level before anything. Amen. And that's what the lesson was, amen, that he was trying to get them to know, amen, to trust in him and not in the military might. Amen. So we thank and praise God for what he is doing. We thank God, amen, for a deeper level of understanding. We thank God for the movement of the Holy Ghost today. And I pray that each and every one of you have been blessed. Amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Y'all, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Yes, Holy Spirit, for coming on today. I thank all of you. Amen. Under the sound of my voice. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Always, amen, to our power and praise. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we thank you, Lord God, for grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done on today, God. We thank you for your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that all the walls are coming down, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's been lifted up, God. Those strange battles that we've been fighting, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, the walls of frustration are coming down. God, the walls of disappointment is coming down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we believe and we would trust you, Father God, for what you're going to do, Lord God. God, we ask for instructions for our next move in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us even the more, God, to trust and to believe in you, Father God, in the name
name of Jesus. Because God, you said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm asking that you bless thy people, Father God, all around the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, from the north, south, east, and west, God, you do what you do best, God. Ah, yeah, bless your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide us today, God, to all truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, endow us with the Holy Ghost, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we find you, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, God. Yeah, you are with us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the fire that's around us right now, God, to protect us and shield us, Lord God. And we ask, God, that you will bless the nation today. Cleanse the air, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless ones that's mourning today, God, for lost ones, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for all the ones that are on the front line, God, fighting, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask, Lord, that you have your way, God. We know that the victory horn has shouted, Father God. We know that heaven has already given answer, Lord God. So we wait upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power.